Chris loves Jenny on a license plate. It's daddy getting mad cause you came home late. It's one last kiss in the driveway. Hey radio DJ, can you play that song that she loves so I can turn it up and maybe turn her on? An American country love song. In every town, in every place, there's a boy who's trying to take a chance and dance and find a way. In the bar, just look into love. In a pair of old my blue eyes, let them fireworks start. That American country love song ain't never gonna quit playing on and on and on and on. So let's raise a glass, cheerleaders and quarterbacks, cowboys and country girls all around this small town world. To the same old pickup lines we've tried a million times, all the bad and good as it gets, to the ones that you ain't met yet. In every town, in every place, there's a boy who's trying to take a chance and dance and find a way to run away with her heart. In the back of an old Ford truck, in the bar, just looking for love. In a pair of old my blue eyes, let them fireworks start. That American country love song ain't never gonna quit playing on and on and on.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundi. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. The Republican presidential nominee, J.D. Vance, casting his ballot in Cincinnati on this election day.
You never know until you know, but I feel good about this race. I felt good about my own race a couple of years ago when I voted in this exact same spot. Hopefully it goes as well for President Trump and me as it went for me a couple of years ago in the state of Ohio.
Voting now underway in several swing states and big cities in those states are what former New Jersey governor and ABC News contributor Chris Christie will be paying attention to in regard to voter turnout.
Today, I think the things that I'm going to be looking at are going to be what's turnout like in Philadelphia, in Milwaukee, in Detroit.
Christie on the closing days of the Trump campaign.
I spoke to a person in the Trump campaign last night who said that their words exactly, we wanted to vomit the last 9 days because he completely got off message and they're afraid he may have lost it in the last 9 days.
This is ABC News. Thousands of Boeing workers on strike since September are heading back to work. They have voted to approve a new contract proposal. And some could be back on the job as soon as tomorrow. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan with the story.
The union machinists had turned down two previous proposals. Younger employees like Hayden Myers holding out for higher pay and the return of a pension plan.
This is my first job I've ever been in a union with. It was definitely a powerful feeling.
Local president John Holden says salaries will rise by 38% over 4 years, but
we just couldn't get the pension out of this company.
Acting Labor Secretary Julie Sue said the agreement proves that, quote, collective bargaining works. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
And he's had the back of millions of students. The creator of the first school backpack has died. Murray McCrory founded JanSport in the mid-70s and created the first lightweight backpack aimed at school students. It was a hit at the University of Washington and then went nationwide. Murray McCrory passed away earlier this month. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today and Wednesday, there are 25 all-new reasons to shop at Macy's. Because right now, you can take an extra 25% off all women's, men's, and kids' clearance, in-store and online. Save an extra 25% on fall updates for you and your family. And find a whole lot of other surprising deals on the brands and styles you love. It's all happening today and Wednesday. So make sure to check out Macy's and check a few things off your list. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Neupert. The head of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, Chairwoman Ann Jacobs, is predicting it will be a long night at the polls. There are currently 1.6 million ballots that need to be opened and processed from absentee voting, so they will likely be by 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning until we know exactly who won in Wisconsin. Today will be stressful, but UW health psychologist Charlie Murgain says if you're attending a watch party, be sure to be around like-minded people.
So many people have found that they've lost close connections because of differing political views. It might be nice to be around like-minded people where you could maybe celebrate the outcome or take solace from one another.
Murgain says you also should give yourself breaks from Election Day coverage. As always, if you head to the poll today, make sure you bring your photo ID with you and be sure to be ready to stand in line. There will be a lot of people in the polls. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
If you want to know what California banker Eric Hovde really thinks, all we need to do is listen to his own words.
On repealing the Affordable Care Act, Eric Hovde said,
"We have to try to defund every aspect of Obamacare."
On Social Security, Hovde said he absolutely supports cuts.
Absolutely.
And on raising the retirement age, Hovde says,
"You have to start changing the retirement age."
So now, when greedy banker Eric Hovde, who owns a $7 million California beach home, says he supports a new $4 trillion tax break for rich guys like himself,
we know it's Wisconsin families who'll pay for those Hovde tax breaks. With a 28% cut in Social Security, a 25% cut in Medicare,
and a 40% cut in veterans benefits.
It's all true because Eric Hovde is already on the record.
California banker Hovde has always been in this for himself, and now it's going to cost us.
Paid for by Wynn Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WynnSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy and windy with rain today. Could get a quarter inch to a half inch or more of rain by the time it winds down. High near 50 midday is dropping into the low 50s by late afternoon. Tonight down to 36 tomorrow. Partly to mostly cloudy with a high near 50. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
Thank you, Sean. On the way, we're going to find out about the Salvation Army Red Kettle Program. And there's some pretty cool things about the program that you may not know about. We're going to talk with Maria Nelson and Matt Raessler here coming up. First, here's Little Texas.
I've seen a lot of places. I've been around the world. I've seen some pretty faces. Been with some beautiful girls. God bless Texas. Well, everybody knows that the Lord
West Texas. God bless Texas.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Little Texas and God bless Texas. And good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. And this half hour, we have Matt Raessler and Maria Nelson in as we talk about the Salvation Army's Red Kettle program that's going to be starting. And Matt and Maria, thanks for joining us. Matt, we're going to start with you. So everything gets underway here probably in the next few weeks, right?
Yeah, I believe November 8th is the kickoff, maybe November 15th.
Okay.
Sorry, I was just corrected. November 15th, you will start to see the red kettles and bell ringers at certain locations. Sometimes they have people ringing the bell and sometimes they don't.
Okay, and so now these are, the locations are going to be really throughout all of the of Pepin County?
Yeah, Maria, that's kind of one of her gracious duties is setting those all up. Throughout the county, and people can go online and register for certain bell ringing locations, but they can also reach out to us if they have some special event and want to host one of our kettles at their event or location.
I never thought of that. So if we're having, like for Dazzle Day, they could say, hey, can we have someone show up and someone will be there?
Absolutely, and I think we do have a kettle planned to be there already.
Okay.
I usually bring one down for the Holidazzle Parade and leave it sit somewhere. So yeah, absolutely, we would love to have other people come and grab one and bring it to their event and put some few dollars in it if they can.
So for those that want to be a bell ringer, I mean, is there a certain shift or is a certain number of hours or can it kind of work with everybody? Maria, jump
in. I'm going to pass it over to Maria.
Okay. So Duran Fresh Market has shifts Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. And then in the Pepin area, we have three sites that are open on Saturdays. So we have the Consumer Cooperative from 10 a.m. to 4, the Bank of Alma our Saturdays from 8:30 to 11:30. The kettle stay in the bank when the bank is open otherwise. And then the Villa Bellezza in Pepin is also doing Saturdays from 11 to 4 during their Christmas markets.
Okay. So that would be the times that we could do. Now, was there something as well? Do you have something on your schedule for like the Ho 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 Festival? You know, that event up at the high school? Did they? I know that's a fundraiser for the ambulance service, but.
So in the past, one of the 4-H clubs, the Lima Lads and Lassies, have had kettles, like smaller ones at their table. So we're hoping that they continue to do that for us. Because, yeah, we agree that would be a good place to have a kettle as well.
Talking with Marie and Elsa and Matt Raessler this morning about the Salvation Army's Red Kettle program getting underway on the 15th of November. So, Maria, if someone wanted to do they have to do the entire time, or they if they want to volunteer, or they can they just say, well, I'm available for like 10 to noon?
Yeah, so they can sign up for an hour. If you can't stay the whole hour, like you just want to do your lunch hour, that's great. I mean, someone there for half an hour is just as good to our organization in collecting donations for our community as if you can stay multiple hours.
So how can, if folks want to volunteer, should they just call your office or is there a way to reach out?
So there's a couple of ways to sign up. So the first is using www.registertoring.com. And then otherwise, I do have my work cell phone, which is 715-279-3720. And you can call and text me to try to coordinate when you want to do it if you can't figure out the online system. And I can just sign you up for whatever schedule date you want.
Sure. Talking with Maria Nelson and Matt Raessler about the Red Kettle program with Salvation Army getting underway on the 15th coming up. We're going to talk a little bit about how that money is used, and you'll be surprised about how much of that money stays right here in Pepin County. We're going to find out more about that here coming up. Right now, here's Jason Aldean, Dirt Road Anthem. It's 9:15.
I'm chilling on a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on the good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street on mud tires. Back in the day, Potts Farm was a place to go. Load a truck up, hit the dirt road. Jump the barbed wire, spread the word. Light the bonfire and call the girls. King in the can and the Marlboro man. Jack and Jim were a few good men. Where you learn how to kiss and cuss and fight too. Better watch out for the boys in blue. And all this small town, he said, she said. Ain't it funny how rumors spread? Like I know something y'all don't know. Man, that talk is getting old. You better mind your business, man. Watch your mouth before I have to knock that loud mouth out. I'm tired of talking, man. Y'all ain't listening. Them old dirt roads is what y'all miss. I'm chilling on a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on the good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street on mud tires. Sit back and think about them good old days, the way we were raising our southern ways. And we like cornbread and biscuits, and if it's broke around here, we fix it. I can take y'all where you need to go, down to my hood, back in them woods. We do it different round here, that's right, but we sure do it good, and we do it all night. So if you really want to know how it feels to get off the road, trucks and four wheels, jump on in, and man, tell your friends, we'll raise some hell with a blacktop in. I'm chilling on a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on them good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street on the tires. That's right. On a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on them good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street on mud tires.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD and Jason Aldean, Dirt Road Anthem 918. I'm Brian Winnikins. Again, joining us, Matt Raessler, Maria Nelson, with the Salvation Army's Red Kettle program. That's getting underway on November 15th. And Matt, I did not know this, but the money raised, a lot of it stays right here in Pepin County. Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So 86% of all of the funds that are put into the kettle are earmarked specifically just for here in Pepin County. And it's truly one of the big misnomers of the program. I just had a conversation 2 weeks ago with somebody that we were talking about this, and I mentioned that it all stays here, and he's like, oh my God, I did not know that. Had I known that, I would be, you know, putting more money in. And so he made it kind of known to me that he plans to help spread that word as well. So I think it's pretty rare for a fundraising campaign such as this, that's kind of nationwide, for it to stay that, you know, that local. And then of the remaining funds, like, some of those do come back to us indirectly as well. So, you know, of that 14% that technically would go to them for overhead, sometimes that comes back to us because they help in times of natural disaster or other disasters. They will send people here to help with, you know, food, sometimes even some shelter, I think, and cleanup supplies, different things like that. So great, great program. And I think all of the money put into those kettles really can make a big impact and help a cause.
And Maria, can you explain how the money does get used here with, you know, how do you distribute that, I guess, is the question.
Well, actually, Matt probably can answer this better, because it's mostly distributed through the Human Services Department or the Sheriff's Office. But in general, it's gas, food, lodging, clothing, and essential items for people. In the past, we've done some utility assistance, helping people with rent so they don't get evicted, and like potentially like car repairs for low-income households to make sure that they can keep going to work, and then trying to stop that circle of poverty from continuing. So
and Matt, I guess something I didn't know. So the Sheriff's Department actually can kind of benefit from this if they have a family in need or something. They actually can, what, they reach out to Human Services, or they have, like, let's say a gift card or whatever that came from this program?
Yeah, so every year we use a portion of these funds to go buy gift cards to, like, gas stations, some food. We keep a stack of those in dispatch, so if any local law enforcement comes upon a car that's maybe ran out of gas or, you know, had some hard times, we can hand out a gift card for them to go get some gas, get some food, whatever the case may be.
Wow, that's and then along with that and like car repairs now are something that's kind of new.
Yeah, correct? Yeah, and so with that we try to be cautious because obviously car repairs can be very expensive and we don't want to exhaust all of our funds on just a couple people. And so generally we kind of have a limit. Time to time we find ways around that. You know, I kind of want to give a plug to St. Vinny's. They have been a tremendous partner and great for our community that they have programs that can help people too. So there've been a couple instances where we've like partnered. So somebody down on their luck kind of had some expensive car repairs and St. Vinny's reached out to us and said, like, we can cover this much. And then we kind of said, well, we can cover this much. And then we asked the car owner to cover, I think, a third. So we each took a third of it and got it fixed. So, kind of neat. And from a mental health standpoint, right, like, so many mental health troubles kind of start with financial grief. And so we're hoping that just this little, pick-me-ups that we can offer, even as small as they are, can really help benefit people's mental health.
Talking with Matt Raisler and Maria Nelson this morning with the Salvation Army, again, the Red Kettle program getting underway on the 15th. And so I guess either one can ask this question now. Do we have to make a donation in the kettle, or can somebody just come up to either dispatch or Maria talk to you and say, here's a check?
If you want to do a check, the newspaper next week will have the address to send it to. So the address is in Wauwatosa, and if you send the check there, you can get your tax deductible. Okay. Thing. So we actually recommend that the checks go to the state headquarters.
And now, how long have you two been involved in the program?
So I've only been involved for about 3 years. The previous volunteer coordinator for county had stepped down from the position, and the Salvation Army regional individual was at a emergency management meeting and indicated that, you know, our county needed somebody to take over, so I kind of volunteered because I realized how it could benefit our county. Sure.
Matt, how about you?
I think last year was really my first year, and kind of by default, I didn't realize how much work went into this and that Maria was kind of doing it herself. So I probably still don't share a huge burden of the workload, but if anything else, I want to give a voice to the program and make sure that people are aware and just kind of help boost kind of the awareness and the PR efforts of it.
You've also, because of your position, not only on human services but also in the sheriff's department, you do have a few volunteers, quote unquote, that will help with kettles, won't they?
Absolutely, yeah. Like, so Sheriff Joel typically will go ring the bell. I think there's a couple others, and we're always looking for ways that we can, you know, do new things and get other people involved. So again, please, you know, if you're able, reach out and try to help.
And Maria, I guess I realize this is a holiday type of thing. But if, again, I guess it kind of, people can make donations to the Salvation Army throughout the year. They don't have to just wait until the kettles come out, right?
That is correct. They can make donations any time of the year. I'll add that the Pepin Area Community Club, or not Community Club, the Peppies group is helping us in the Pepin Area this year too, which is a huge asset for my time management to collect all the funds.
Sure.
But yeah, you can send a donation. The Salvation Army does do letter campaigns, so if you've donated to them in the past via a check or something like that, you may get a mailer asking for money occasionally.
And if someone does send a check, do we have to put somewhere for Pepin County?
Oh, yes. Please put that in the memo line, please.
Okay, so if you are sending a check, then put in there on the memo line for Pepin County so that they know that it gets directed then. Again, that 86% of that check comes back to Pepin County, so we want to keep everybody aware of that. Well, again, Maria and Matt, thanks for joining us. And I guess, where's going to be your first place you're ringing?
I think probably the Duran Fresh Market.
Okay. What about you, Matt?
I think people will see me at the Holidazzle Parade.
Ah, okay.
With the kettle somewhere.
He's going to be
probably come find you, Brian. When
he's
going to
be dressed up as one of Santa's elves, right?
We will see about that.
Again, help him out with the Salvation Army. Again, 86% of the money raised stays here in Pepin County, and the Salvation Army's Red Kettle program gets underway on November 15th. And again, if you have any questions or would like to volunteer, you can also just contact Maria or Matt as well up at the Government Center here in Durand. It's 9:27.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 15th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 866-89-BIBLE. That's 866-89-BIBLE. 866-89-BIBLE.
As the presidential campaign comes to a close, Kamala Harris is attacking environmental activist and presidential candidate Jill Stein. What's the truth? Kamala Harris has flip-flopped on the environment. Harris was opposed to fracking. Now she supports it. She supported the Green New Deal. Now she won't act on it. And what exactly has Kamala Harris done to stop PFAS, toxic forever chemicals, from leaking into our groundwater? Jill Stein will ban fracking, remove PFAS from our water, and pass the Green New Deal. And while Kamala Harris won't stop the genocide in Gaza and sides with Israel, Jill Stein will stop the genocide, demand Israel's ceasefire, and has a plan for peace. On November 5th, cast a true vote for the future of this country. Vote Jill Stein for president. Vote Green. Paid for by Badger Values. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Badger Values is responsible for the content of this advertising. BadgerValues.com.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I'm
thank my lucky stars above that I got the chance to have a dance. But one dance just ain't enough. I think I'm falling in love. I'm holding heaven in my arms tonight. Everything about you is so perfectly right. I've never been there, but I think I might be holding heaven in my arms tonight.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Tracy Byrd and Holdin' Heaven. 9:35. I'm Brian Winnikins, and good morning. Be listening for the latest farm news or issues affecting the farm markets and also rural America with AgriTalk this afternoon, 1 till 3 here on WRDN with Chip Fleury and also online at realcountry1430.com. Let's run down today in history. 1917. American troops under General Pershing move into battle for the first time along the Western Front during World War I. In 1935, Parker Brothers launches the game Monopoly. And yes, I take Monopoly way too seriously. 1942, composer George Cohen passed away at the age of 64. He had penned several classic tunes, including Give My Regards to Broadway and Yankee Doodle Dandy. In 1946, Chuck Connors of the Boston Celtics became the first NBA player to shatter a backboard during a game. Chuck Connors, yes, he would become TV's The Rifleman. I didn't know that he was an NBA player until now. 1956, the Nat King Cole Show made its debut on NBC. In 1989, Grammy Award-winning pianist Vladimir Horowitz passed away at the age of 86. 1994, George Foreman becomes the oldest heavyweight boxing champ in history after knocking out Michael Moore in the 10th round of their fight in Las Vegas. 1996, California voters voted yes for the use of marijuana for medical use on Proposition 215. In 2003, Righteous Brother Bobby Hatfield passed away in Kalamazoo, Michigan. He was 63. In 2021, during Travis Scott's performance at AstroWorld Festival in Houston, 8 people were crushed to death and 13 were hospitalized during a crowd surge. And in 2022, the Houston Astros won their second World Series title in franchise history, defeating Philadelphia 4-1 and winning the series 4-2. That's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. We have the early numbers for you. Our market update being brought to you in part by Anibis Silo and Jerry Barron Sons.
At Jerry Barron Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear and Sons, just off Highway 25, Durant.
Milk markets are mostly lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins. At the Mercantile Exchange, December milk down 8 to 1931, January down 11 to 1940, February up 2 to 1945.
March up or down for now to 1947. Meanwhile, live cattle markets are mostly higher. Feeder cattle are higher in the nearby, lower in deferreds. Hog markets continue to move mostly lower. Hogs are balancing technical traders nervous over the record long positions and packer interest. There's also some short covering after the losses in the cattle markets from yesterday. December live cattle up 30 cents to 185.37. November feeder cattle up 10 cents to 246.45. December hogs down $1.67 to $81.55. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets are relatively flat today. Soybeans also relatively flat, along with wheat as well. The grain markets are pretty much in the middle of their trading ranges that have been in place for the last few months as well. Now, any type of weakness is really somewhat weather-related, either with positive South American weather for their soybean planting or the positive weather here for the winter wheat crop. Now, December corn up 1.5 to 418. New crop 25 up 0.5 to 441.25. November beans up 5.5 to 992.75. New crop 25 down 1 to 1034.25. December wheat steady at 568.75.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living. For my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Big Ag has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Congress done? Nothing. Derek Van Orden has gone Washington. He yells at workers, talks down to people, and acts like he's better than us. He's in Congress to serve himself, not Wisconsin. I'm running for Congress to serve you. I'll stand up to Democrats to fight for a secure border, support police, and stop the wasteful spending. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy and windy with rain today. Could get a quarter inch to a half inch or more of rain by the time it winds down. High near 50 midday is dropping into the low 50s by late afternoon. Tonight down to 36 tomorrow. Partly to mostly cloudy with a high near 50. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 45.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Sitting there, six lane backed up traffic. Horns are honking, I've about had it. I'm looking for an exit sign. Gotta get out of here, get it all off my mind. And like a memory from your grandpa's attic, a song comes slipping through the radio static, changing my mood. A little George Strait, 1982, and it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel, unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab my honey, tear down some two-lane country, who knows, get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take, makes me wanna take a back road. I've been cooped up, tied down, about forgotten what a field looks like, full of corn. Cotton, if I'm gonna hit a traffic jam, well, it better be a tractor man. I'm so sick and tired of this interstate system. I need a curve and wind and twist in a dusty path to nowhere.
With the wind blowing through my baby's hair, yeah, it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel. Unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab my honey. Tear down some two-lane country. Who knows? Get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take, makes me wanna take a back road. Some old back road. Maybe it's the feeling, or maybe it's the freedom. Maybe it's that shady spot where we park the truck when things get hot. Girl, we park the truck when things get hot. And it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel. Unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab your honey. Tear down some two-lane country. Who knows? Get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take, makes me wanna take a back road. Some old back road, get back with my soul. All I gotta do is take the some old back road to the shady spot where things get hot, girl.
Great expectations. Her older brother knew something was up. He caught her going through his record collection, looking at Hendrix like a lovesick pup. She begged and she pleaded to dad finally listen. He drove her in the car down to Sears Roebuck. He bought her that guitar and that was the beginning. Now she's down in the cellar with the amp turned up. Girls with guitar.
What's the world coming to?
Girls with guitars.
Mothers to the world by.
Girls with guitars. Well, Saturday night, she followed her brother in her socks and stockings on the old gym floor. Well, everybody thinks two garage band covers. She was checking out riffs and memorizing chords. That guitar. Ah, girls with guitar.
She wasn't in a debutante.
Girls with guitar.
She didn't go out for chin.
Girls with guitar.
Wasn't kind of nervous.
Girls with guitar. She went off to college. She got her degree. Parents breathed a sigh of great relief. Daddy's thinking law school. Mother's thinking medicine. Daughter's thinking how she's gonna break the news to them. Sitting in the driveway, filled to the gills with all her stuff. She cut a deal with her brother to drive it up the highway. Figures New York City is close enough. She gets the audition through a friend of a friend. She's checking out her legs, saying this will never work. She flips on her boogie and turns to the band. Gives a little grin and blows away the jerk. Girls with guitars.
Everybody's rocking.
Girls with guitar.
There ought to be a song about
girls with guitar.
There's just no stopping the
girls with guitar. Get your money from nothing and your guys for free.
Tell
tell someone you know about us. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
That beer ain't getting any colder, and I don't know who is waiting for. You keep taking over your shoulder, like somebody's about to walk through the door. And yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby. Tell no, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Judging by the way you just smiled, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but he's the upside. I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing, girl, listen. I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. You're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Jordan Davis, Science San, 952. I'm Brian Winnikins, and good morning. And be listening for local news four times today, 7, 8, noon, and 4, here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Man from Memphis, Tennessee is in a world of trouble. After admitting to state troopers, he was pointing a laser at a Tennessee Highway Patrol helicopter. Oh, that? One, it's dangerous to do that anytime, but you're going to do that at a state trooper helicopter. Yeah, the state police kind of get cranky about that. State police say Rashid Miller, the victim says that they had to cover their eyes while flying Friday night because someone repeatedly aimed the laser into the cockpit. They found where the man was at. They arrested him, and now he's being held on a $20,000 bond.
The Dairy Farm families of AMPI are proud to share their award-winning butter and cheese with you. Find the Dinner Bell Creamery brand in your favorite store and bring home the taste of farm-fresh goodness. Farmer-owned and co-op crafted, our commitment runs deep to care for our land, animals, cooperative, and communities. The result is award-winning butter and cheese, where the heart of the Midwest shines through in every flavorful bite. Find us online at dinnerbellcreamery.coop or follow along on Facebook and Instagram. Dinner Bell Creamery, co-op crafted by farmers, made for families.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan.
It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly VeriScan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you're hiring, ZipRecruiter's technology makes finding qualified candidates for your job easy. What if the rest of the world was as easy as ZipRecruiter? Math problems wouldn't be so problematic.
K equals 42.
And summiting Everest would be a walk in the park. In the meantime, if you want to make your hiring easier, use ZipRecruiter. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on, like this. Elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I wear a greasy ball cap. I like my shirt untucked. I spend Saturdays working on my truck. I don't like to fight, but I ain't scared to bleed. Most don't mess with a guy like me. Those guys like me drank too many beers on Friday after work. Our best blue jeans have skull rings. We wear our boots to church. So rough around the edges, it's hard to believe that girls like you love guys like me. Your daddy worked at the bank, mine worked on cars. You went to college, I pulled graveyard. You must have had your pick of all the trust fund types, but you came back to me and only God knows why. Cause guys like me drank too many beers on Friday after work. Our best blue jeans have skull rings. We wear our boots to church. So it's hard to believe that girls like you love guys like me. Yeah. Now there's a lot of guys like me out there in a lot of little towns, and telling all our buddies we won't ever settle down. Guys like me, thank God there's girls like you. For guys like me,
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Eric Church, Guys Like Me, 9:59. And thank you to Matt Raisler and Maria Nelson for joining us this morning with the Salvation Army Red Kettle program that gets underway on November 15th. You can call Matt or Maria if you'd like to volunteer to help out with that. 86% of the money raised from that Red Kettle program stays here in Pepin County. So help them out this holiday season. If you missed our interview, it's now available on our podcast page at realcountry1430.com. Just click on the podcast tab. You'll find it there. Happy National Donut Day today. Oh, well, that works for me.